The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
At lunchtime today, this year's Leaving Cert students and more received their offers of places in third level institutions from this month on. And many, it seems, were disappointed that despite maybe getting better than expected results or as good as expected results in their Leaving Cert, they've discovered that the points for many of their chosen courses have gone up dramatically. And that's especially the case at the higher points requirements. And we even have the extraordinary situation where there are four courses in the country at a maximum of 625 points, and students who had done the very best possible in their Leaving Cert haven't been able to get a place on their chosen course. Professor Paula Doherty is with us, Deputy President and Registrar at NUI Galway, also Chair of the CAO. Why has this happened, Paul?
Good evening, Matt. It's down to grade inflation, quite simply. On the one hand, I completely understand that students have been faced with a very difficult time and they've pulled out all the stops and they've done their best and their teachers have done their best for them. On the other hand, when you then start sending the points up as high as they've gone and they are cumulatively at the higher level in the Leaving Cert, about 18% higher than they were 2 years ago, with something like three or four times as many people getting over 600 points, then inevitably the points go up. And if they're all bunched at the very top or for very high courses, then not everyone who gets the points will get in. So it created great optimism when we got all the results last week, but this is the fall that comes after the praise and the effort and the good news on Friday. Unfortunately, that bunching at the top has created a bottleneck.
Could there not have been more places created in many of the courses?
Well, there have been more places created, and if I look at the offers that have been made, for example, at Level 8, which is the degree level only, there are 3,500 more offers that have been made this year compared to last year. That's 59,000 compared to 55,500. So we are getting as many more as we possibly can in, and certainly those without those extra places, I dread to think where we would really be. But the fact is it's not enough, and at short-term planning, frankly, and being told that these extra places are created at 2 months' notice with all of the things that you need to put in place to put a proper education in place, be it for medical courses, internships and placements, be it for engineering courses, lab spaces, be it for simple lecturing, extra staff when you've got a lot, thousands of extra students. You can't do that at short notice. There needs to be planning around it, and that planning has been very short term.
So distressing as it is, these students are just going to have to suck it up, are they?
Well, I would never use that phrase because they've worked very hard, and hopefully if they haven't got their first choice, they will have got their second or third. What is interesting is that the percentage of students who have got either their first choice, round about 50, or their first, second or third choice, which is round about 80, is actually not vastly different to previous years. So from that perspective, there are always some who are disappointed no matter what points they get, and they need to look and see what the alternatives might be, what kind of things they might be happy with, what kind of things, whether it's worth deferring. But it is certainly a consequence of the grade inflation and the bunching towards the top end that actually some people then are sitting and looking at their neighbour who got exactly the same points for exactly the same course, and unfortunately the neighbours got in but they haven't.
Indeed. Of course, there are also a situation whereby there are those who did their Leaving Cert in 2019 and earlier who may have been applying late to go to third level. Have they been disadvantaged by the subsequent grade inflation?
They are certainly being disadvantaged, and I highlighted this a year ago, and unfortunately the same thing has happened again, and indeed worse. One of the basic principles that the CAO operated on pre-pandemic was that the results are broadly comparable from year to year. Of course you get variations within subjects and so on, but with 50 or 60,000 youngsters taking the Leaving Cert, broadly speaking the results taken as a whole will look similar from year to year. That has not been the case last year, it's not been the case this year, and because of that significant inflation, anyone who has a pre-2020 Leaving Cert is now actually very much left behind if they didn't come in 2019. And let's face it, there are lots of good reasons why students defer. It can be because they're doing voluntary work. It could be because they're going to see the world for a year and then come back and study. It could be that they simply looked at it and they felt they weren't ready for it yet. But those students now are actually suffering badly. And we really, looking forward to the years ahead, need to think seriously about how we address that.
Well, indeed, because what's going to happen with the 2022 Leaving Cert students, mm-hmm. those who have just started their sixth year and who are looking at these points that they presumably are going to have to try and emulate?
Well, that's the kind of planning that frankly needs to start now. And people will have different views on it, and we need to have open and we need to have frank discussions on it. My own preference at this stage, unless somebody can persuade me strongly the opposite, is that we should regard this year and last year as blip years, in which there were all sorts of reactions and to the exceptional circumstances that pertained, and actually try and get back to a set of results that are more consistent with what we've been used to in this country. There's a separate discussion, of course, about how you calculate the Leaving Cert and how you assess the Leaving Cert and all the rest of it. But in terms of the grades, if we are to be fair across the years, then my preference would be that we regard this year and last year as blip years and get back to something more normal for next year. But the planning will have to start for that now, frankly.
And what's your preference in relation to relying on written exams or using the accredited grades from the teachers again?
To be honest, I would leave that to the experts in the field. It's not my expertise, and I wouldn't pretend to know what works best for youngsters. It's simply not my field, Matt, so I'm not going to plumb off or spout anything ill-informed on the subject.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, Professor Paul O'Doherty, Deputy President and Registrar at NUI Galway, but also Chair of the Central Applications Office. Hopefully you got what you were looking for. I know there's an awful lot of very disappointed people today, despite the very much the great work that they put into their Leaving Cert. Great results, and then finding not getting the courses that they had hoped to get.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.